My mysterious guest from the north is here. How you doing, Melissa?
I am so happy to be here, Phil. This is a dream come true.
Melissa's one of my my call-in people. She calls in and from all the way from Massachusetts. Well, no, Rhode Island.
Massachusetts. Cape Cod, Massachusetts. As far east as you can get.
All right. She's one of my internet listeners. And I was talking about you the other day because I played Elephant's Foot.
I love it. Macy, yo. It's so cool.
Same elephant, same foot. And now that I realize that you're a bassist, I see why you like that song, those songs with that strong bass background.
That's right. That's what it's all about. It's the groove.
Tell me what you're doing.
Well, I am vacationing in my favorite community, Hudson, New York, because two of my wonderful kids, Kaya and Dylan, live here. And I feel like it's just such a special place, so much music and writing and interesting people and beautiful place. We love to come here whenever we can, so we're here for a week.
Yeah, well, Hudson is really making its mark. Both Hudson and Catskill are carving their mark out in music and art, and it's great.
It's great
to be here while it's happening.
Cool, super cool.
So I was talking to you off mic about this female bassist phenomena. What is going on?
There have always been some bass players who are women. One in particular who people in general don't know her name, but they sure know her music. And that's Carol Kaye, K-A-Y-E. You can look her up. She was the top studio bass player in L.A. all in the 50s and 60s. And she looked just like a housewife, basically, and played on all the old soul and pop hits that came out of that area. I find that the bass is something that is so natural. First of all, why can't a woman play a bass?
Well, I was just thinking that because I was trying to recall my, oh goodness, I'm going to date myself. But my high school days when they finally started letting us kids have a rock and roll bands, they were all boys.
Right.
Very seldom were there girls, and if there were girls, it was a singing group.
Exactly.
They weren't musicians. And that trend started to change. You know, all of a sudden, if there was a female, then she was at a piano.
Yeah. And so I cannot tell you how many times I and my friends who are female bass players have had guys come up to us at gigs and go, "Oh, you're a pretty good bass player for a chick." We all laugh about that. But there are a lot of great women bass players, several of whom live in this town, and
yes. Everyone
knows who they are.
Yes.
And we all have lots of friends who are bass players who are women. It's the glue that brings together harmony, rhythm, and melody, and people don't often realize that's what they like best about a song, and they
absolutely.
Unless they focus on it, they don't realize it's the bass.
Absolutely.
And it's a natural role for women to be the connectors. That's what we do in our lives, and so I really encourage girls to pick up this instrument and claim it as your own, and as much as any other instrument. You'll find it's an easy instrument to learn. It's as like any instrument, it's hard to be really good at.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a joy because you're really in the middle of it all. And I'm so grateful that I was exposed to it very early. My hero was Tina Weymouth, mm-hmm. of the Talking Heads. Was a great bass player, simple, but right there in the pocket. And from there, I just kept listening. And James Jamerson is the man. very simple, but totally making it all happen.
I think it's time for us to hear some of your work. Which one should we expose the listeners to first?
Well, I'd say Booty Mama because that has more of the bass playing up front.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So this is a song I wrote with my co-writer, Chris LoCascio, and just came out on our new CD, Can't Stop, from our band is called The Flip Side.
The Flip Side. Booty Mama.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. To make it all happen, you don't need no map. A little little to the left, a little to the right. Maybe in the middle it'll feel just right. It's not a move you learn from a schoolroom scene. Let it happen. You wanna rock to the beat. You can feel it building, let your temperature rise. Get the rhythm flowing. Fly up to the skies. Shake it from your hips, turn it on.
Booty Mama, that's from the Flip Side. And if you just tuned in, we have Melissa Roberts-Weidman, the bass man. See, I was getting ready to say bass man.
That's all right. You can call me whatever.
I blew it. The bassist of the Flip Side. And that number is called Booty Mama. Boy, there was a time you couldn't write a song titled Booty Mama.
Well, it does embarrass my children. It's like, Mom, what is that song about? Yes, yeah.
People are watching. And so you took part in writing this one.
I wrote all the words, okay, and part of the music, as we do on all the songs that we work on together in the Flip Side.
And this CD is called Can't Stop, and it is available where?
on CD Baby and iTunes, and it's three words, The Flip Side.
The Flip Side.
Yeah.
All right. And I love the picture. I like that.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's called Can't Stop because we just can't stop playing music and writing music. No matter how old we are.
Speaking of how old you are, you are here because it is your birthday.
It is my birthday this Saturday and my husband's the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wonderful chance to celebrate being here on this precious planet.
Yeah, well, and still going.
Yeah.
That right? Doesn't make any sense in stopping. I don't believe in stopping.
Nope. You're never too old to,
yeah, you're
to
not.
Groove.
This one is the flip side. The other one, this one, flip side, is Can't Stop. And this other one is Along for the Ride.
Yeah, that's our first CD. That came out about 5 years ago.
With some tremendous artwork on the front cover.
Our middle daughter, Lyelia.
It's all in the family.
Did a painting of our community on the Cape Woods Hole, and characters from the songs are in that picture.
The Cape must be pretty nice. I like the ocean in the winter.
It's beautiful. It's amazing, powerful.
That is from living in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Never like to go out there in the summer. If you go out in the winter, there's nobody there.
That's right.
I would go to Coney Island when I lived on Long Island, Jones Beach in January. It's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of snow this winter. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize how gorgeous the beach is in the snow and the ice crackling along the shore and the sweep
great.
of the whole shape of the coast is accentuated by the white of the snow. It's
and
beautiful.
It clears your head up.
Yeah.
It's good breathing. That's good breathing areas.
Yeah.
So you were talking about the possibility of some dates coming up.
We are hoping to have a few gigs in this area, do a little spring tour of the Hudson River Valley, talking to Crossroads and some other places. So hopefully, Phil, we can let you know and you can announce it.
Yeah. I'll be excited. Are you going to be around for? No, you're not going to be here for the anniversary, right? For our fun drive. Which is coming up in mid-March.
I might come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come back and play.
That would be great. That would be great.
Because one of the things I learned about doing morning drive time, musicians don't do mornings. They go, you just play that song, man.
Well, I have a day job, which is why I get up every morning at 6 o'clock and I listen to Philip on the radio.
Yay!
It gets me going, so I'm in the office on time.
In your case, it's the Philip on the PC.
Right.
This is great. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM of Acre Catskill and Hudson, New York. And, of course, Philip on the radio with Melissa Weidman of the Flip Side, and also of you are part of the WGXC family for purposes of full disclosure.
I am.
You are a WGXC family member for a long time. I met you on the first day that we did the barn raising.
Yep, and I remember first meeting Phil, and he was a little shy. He was like, well, yeah, I kind of always wanted to do radio. I thought maybe I'd try. And so I've been just thrilled how you've come out of your shell over the 2 years that it's been.
There are people now who want to put me back in the shell.
Ain't going to happen.
Okay, and last but not least, do you guys have a website or a...
FlipsideSongs.com.
FlipsideSongs.com, and we can find out where you're going and what you're doing, and of course, we'll be contact. Melissa calls me at least once a week, and suggests songs that I had never heard Elephant Foot before, and now I play it all the time.
And Keb Mo.
Yes, and Keb Mo.
Heard of Keb Mo. Yeah.
And matter of fact, we're gonna go out with your tune though.
Can I just intro it a little bit?
The one that's on on the Along for the Ride CD.
Yeah, I wanted to play this on WGXC because this song, Just Being You, was written about being on the radio.
Oh.
It actually won the Cape Cod Songwriting Contest a few years ago. It's about one of my heroes, Miss Mae Kramer, who was on WGBH for 25 years, hosting a show called Blues After Hours. And I used to stay home and play along with my bass every Saturday, Friday and Saturday night she was on, until she passed away 11 years ago from breast cancer. Oh. And she was just an amazing energy on the radio. So this song is in memoriam to celebrate May, and I think, Phil, you'll recognize some of what it's about in terms of the sense of you never know who's listening.
I told someone the other day that I'll be very happy if they have to call 911 and cart me out of here. This is where I will die, right here.
Not too soon.
No. Oh,
no.
I'm talking
long time.
20, 30 years.
All right.
So it's cut number 8.
Just Being You.
Never know who you might be. You never know what hunger you're feeling simply through just being you. Oh, just being you. Maybe but the fire in your voice came through loud and strong, showed me what I feel is true. You never know who is listening. You never know who you might move. You never know what hunger you're feeling simply through just being you. Oh, just being you. Sound of your voice is the song of my soul, reminding me what I already knew about doing what you love and keeping it whole. Now what am I gonna do without you? You never know who is listening. You never know who you might move. You never know what hunger you're feeling simply through just being you. Music It's there all along, riding that old 145. You never know who is listening. You never know who you might know. You never know what hunger you're feeling simply through.
Yeah. Wow. I like that. I really like that. On the Along for the Ride CD from Flipside, Melissa Weidman just singing your booty off there.
Thank you.
That is sweet. And the CD Baby, you can go to pick up these, or iTunes, or go to their website, FlipsideSongs.com. FlipsideSongs.com. All one word. Thank you for coming. You know what? Now you're here. Not on the phone. And I really appreciate you coming by. You're going to come by hopefully one day and bring Flipside with you and do something live.
We'd love to do that. We'd be honored, Phil.
That's
right.
That'd
be great. Thanks so much.
Musicians in the Morning.
Yeah.
And so you're listening to WGXC. This is the WGXC Morning Show. Lynn Sloniker is going to come in here in a couple of 2 or 3 minutes, and we're going to talk edumacation. You were telling me that of the bassist that you admire the most, Victor Wooten.
Yeah.
Is the one?
He's the man.
Okay, so here's Victor Wooten. You Can't Hold No Groove. Thank you, Melissa, and Flipside.
can't hold no groove. If you ain't got no pocket, you can't hold no groove. If you can't make it pass.
Yo, Victor, whatsoever you do, I want you to remember this.
Well, everybody's got to.
All you got to.